Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, friends and flounders, mammals and mollusks, to another exciting episode of Tales with a Whale. With your favorite MC from under the sea, me, Betty the Blue Whale. Today, we've got a special guest in the audience, my brother, Billy the Blue Whale. Hi, Billy. Good one, Billy. You all might not know it from my amazing jokes on the show, but Billy is the real comedian of the family. It's true, and he taught me everything I know. Couldn't do it without you, big brother. For those of you familiar with our show, you know I'm your host, Betty the Blue Whale, the only whale podcaster / marine biologist in the ocean. And if you're a regular listener to all our great shows here at Go Kid Go, you also know me as good friend to those exciting explorers of the deep, Xavier and Atlas, on their Whale of a Tale series. But now I've got my own show, where we talk all about the cool places and things in the ocean. As always, I'm backed by the All Clam Jam Band and my best bud and super sidekick, Bubbles the Seahorse, who's hanging out in the audience with Billy tonight.
Well, howdy, Betty. It sure is fun to get to spectate today.
Definitely a well-deserved break for the hardest working aquatic reporter in the biz. Well, everyone, since it's Friday, that means it's time for our weekly underwater quiz fest, where we quiz you on everything we learned this week, and maybe learn some more. If you didn't know, our audience in the studio plays along with all of you at home, so Bubbles and Billy will be quizzing themselves this week too. Make sure you keep your own score, because we pass out titles at the end of the show. Are you a junior underwater explorer this week? Or maybe a master of the sea? The only way to find out is to play, so let's get started.
Well, I bet Billy 2 clamshells I beat him this week. Ain't that right, Billy?
Ooh, steep bet. Well, good luck to you, to our studio audience, and to all of our listeners at home. Okay, friends, let's dive in. Question 1. Who is the deepest diving cetacean in the ocean? A, the sperm whale, B, the diving whale, C, the Cuvier-beaked whale, or D, an anchor? And the answer is C. While the sperm whale used to be considered the deepest diving cetacean with a diving depth of 4,000 feet, they were dethroned by the Cuvier-beaked whale, who can dive past a whopping 6,000 feet. Question 2. Where does the bristlemouth fish live? A, the coastal ocean, B, the seagrass meadows, C, the Dairy Queen, or D, the Twilight Zone? And the answer to this one, of course, is D, the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone is just past the coastal ocean, or the neritic zone. It gets its name from the fact that the sun no longer shines down there, making it super dark. Good thing the bristlemouth fish knows how to light up with bioluminescence. Question 3. True or false? The bristlemouth is the least abundant fish in the ocean. And the answer to this one is false. The bristlemouth is the most abundant fish in the ocean. For every human on Earth, there are 100,000 bristlemouths. And given that there are 7.5 billion people on the Earth, you can bet there are a lot of bristlemouths in the ocean. Three questions down and you guys are doing great. Let's keep this energy up. Question 4. What whale was almost hunted to extinction in the 18th and 19th centuries? A. The orca. B. The blue whale. C. The humpback whale. Or D. The gray whale. And the answer is C. The humpback whale was nearly hunted out of existence, but thanks to efforts in the 1970s to prevent them from being hunted more, they've made a fabulous comeback from about 10,000 whales in the wild to over 80,000. Huh, thank goodness, because humpback whales are amazing creatures and we wouldn't want to live without them. Question 5. The Arctic gets its name from the Greek word arctos. What does that word mean? A. Dog. B. Bear. C. Candy. Or D. Sandwich. And the answer is B. The Greek word arctos means bear, which is where the Arctic gets its name. This is because the two constellations that are shaped like bears, Ursa Major and Ursa Minor, are the northernmost constellations. Question 6. What is the more common name for Ursa Major and Ursa Minor? A. The Star Bears. B. The Big and Little Dipper. C. The Big and Little Bear. Or D. The North Stars. And the answer to this one is B. Ursa Major and Ursa Minor may be named after bears, but you probably know them as the Big and Little Dipper. All right, everyone, time for our final question. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this. Question 7. True or false? The Arctic Ocean is the world's biggest ocean. And the answer is false. The Arctic Ocean is the world's smallest ocean. But its presence as home to polar bears, seals, and other sea creatures only found up north makes it just as important as the big ones. And now it's time to add up our scores. If you scored 1 to 3 points, great job! You've earned the title of Junior Underwater Explorer. And if you earned 4 to 5 points, then guess what? You're officially a leader of the deep. And if you scored 6 or 7 correct answers, well then take a bow. You've earned the rank of Master of the Sea.
Billy got Master of the Sea. I'm out 2 clamshells.
Oh, sorry about that, Bubbles. But at least you had fun playing, right?
Oh, surely did, Betty. And I can't wait to play again next week.
I hope you all enjoyed playing at home, too. And don't forget, if you're looking for more amazing adventures, be sure to check out all the exciting offerings from Go Kid Go, wherever you get your podcasts. So long and happy swimming!
Woohoo! Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.